K-State Nation, it's been a while. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, Eddie Greer III back again, weekend edition of the podcast. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. It's been, a week-ish since I last recorded a Purple Project Podcast episode, all things K-State to football, basketball, men's and women's, which we're going to focus on solely for this episode heading into the weekend, the third weekend of March. Tennis going on, soccer announcing their schedule for the spring. Spring football just started with football. Baseball, it's been up and down a little bit. They've been on a run here as of late. We'll get you caught up, squared away at some point, but we're just going to focus on the current and now, as, of course, the men's basketball team got ousted by Iowa State last night. Yeah, last night after Ryland to beat Texas. We'll get into that in the second half of the podcast. Again, this is your first time listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by this other K-State podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. There as well. Okay, so, well, I'm going to start with the women because I have to make a correction from the other podcast that I do, the 3Y podcast with EG3. And I said, which, oh, by the way, you know, check that out. I dropped a latest episode there on that early this week. Feel free to check that out. I also host other 3Y podcasts with EG3, all things running. And it's going to become more of what I did the first time when I brought up the podcast there. Going around different subjects, things like that. So go over there, check it out if you love running. Obviously, I might talk I did talk K-State on there as well. So definitely go, feel free to check it out, the latest episode on that as well. But yeah, women's basketball, we'll start with them first. And really, I thought they all play at the same time because when I last recorded on a platform, I said men's and women's are playing at the same time, which at that point, they weren't because the men's Big 12 tournament didn't start. And they weren't. The women actually were in the Sprint Center, AA, now the T-Mobile Center, to start all things. So that was a huge change up there. The women's tournament, Big 12 tournament, used to be played at Municipal Stadium here in Kansas City. And apparently that changed. So, yeah, I missed the boat on that for sure. So, but main focus is on K-State women's basketball, right? And shout out to all of the K-State Nation for showing up in KC throughout the last week and a half or so. Obviously, the women fell short after rallying to tie Texas on the women's side a few days ago. Fell short, and they were eliminated from going to, I think, the semifinals. Now, I think that was a semifinal. Yep, that was a semifinal game, actually, that the Jeff Minnis team was in. So, again, for the second straight year, eliminated by Texas in the Big 12 tournament. And now you have to sit and wait in a talk. And let's just get this caught up right here, folks, for a second. Okay, so, and we'll get in all, I'll find some time to get in all that. Obviously, Ioka Lee in the middle of all the Big 12 teams, obviously. So there's that there. Yeah, they beat West Virginia last week. And then that was a hard-fought battle there. And then, of course, you rally to tie Texas there late. And then Texas makes plays at the towards the end of the game. That was the difference of that ball game. You were the third seed of the Big 12 tournament. For those missed out, K-State was basketball. Was the third seed of the tournament and fall short of the finals, right? And we saw another Iowa State-Texas matchup on the women's side, okay? So, and don't ask me who won that because I haven't been paying any attention. So I'll be honest on that. But what I do know, falling short, Jeff Minnis tweeted out a thank you to all K-State Nation. Of course, season ain't done yet. You still have the NCAA tournament for the women definitely coming up. But the question is, will they host first two rounds back in Manhattan, of the wherever they are at, whether it's east, west, whatever, of their bracket? Because if they do, that will be huge for them. And remember, because I think last year the NIT, again, Ioka Lee last year, they went to, I believe, the quarters of the NIT. I think he's a six Sweet 16, I think. They won the first two and they dropped. No, they didn't. I think they won the first round and then they dropped the run on the road, I think, to Washington in the second round. So they did not get there. So, but hey, how huge is this? Okay. That the women's team, again, can have an opportunity. And I think it was, what, a few years ago? Not a few years ago. Several years back, I think I was still going to K-State, where the volleyball team hosted first couple rounds of the NCAA tournament. I think, if I can remember correctly, I think it was them. But I'm not 100% sure. I think it was the volleyball team. I want to say it was them, because I can't remember the women doing that. I think it was the women's volleyball team hosted a couple of matches. But it could be the basketball team, I don't know. But don't quote me on that. But we have to go back in time for that. But I'm pretty sure I'm just going to go with my gut feeling and saying the women's team did that. And I believe they won the first round, I think, there as well. But, yeah, that'll be huge for this team. And, again, you host, that means you're going to have all of K-State Nation behind you. And, look, this year we've seen crowds that we haven't seen in a while for K-State women's basketball. This team has been nothing but outstanding throughout the year. Yes, they've taken some lumps there, but look, 24-6, you get to the semis in the Big 12 tournament. Unfortunately, you stall out there. So now you have to wait and see. Now, again, I don't know what, don't ask me about the selection show. I don't know. Top of my head right now. But you have one of the best players in the NCAA. A trio of weapons around here, right? So, hey, you have a chance to hold. If you get picked, now there's, again, that's been a talk around here, at least back in Manhattan, around some of the other podcasts that I've been able to listen to when I had a chance to listen to those podcasts, other K-State podcasts out there as well. So, for them, it's all about, and they had to go out, remember, the last couple of years, they had to go out west. And the last time, of course, this Jeff Mini was in the NCAA tournament. Of course, it was the year before last where they had to go to travel all the way to the Pacific Northwest. And that's where we find, I think that's right. Either that or it was Charlotte, North Carolina. I think I'm wrong on that. I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina where, yeah, I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina more than Pacific Northwest. But yeah, I'm getting my directions all crossed up here. But yeah. So they won, they advanced, they upset some, I think, at NC State, I want to say, an 8-9 matchup, and then they went on to lose, got ran all over. No, it was not NC State. NC State was number one seed. It was somebody. No, Washington State. Yeah, there it is. Washington State, and then they got walked all over by NC State. Yeah, that's right. So Charlotte, Carolina. Okay, yeah. See, my memory is coming back to me on this podcast. Purple Project Podcast. It's been a minute. All things K-State. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this Friday. I'm recording this on Friday, the 15th of March, 2024. This will be out late tonight for your listening ears this weekend. I'll see if I can record another one this weekend. I'm not sure right now. And as far as Alex goes, I might have to reschedule him for next week. Depends. Might have to wait to the NCAA revealing show to have him on the podcast there. So, yeah, it's again, at the top of the podcast, it's been a minute since I recorded one of these. So I apologize for those who have been listening to the podcast for quite a while or since the inception of the Pro Project Podcast. So my apologies there on that with life stuff going on and still trying to get, not trying to use it as an excuse, but with everything going on, everything like, especially the last couple of days, I'm able to record. But yeah, so the women's team, if they have an opportunity to host, I think it'll be huge. I think, look, this team has an opportunity to get to the second weekend. That's what I think right now. And if you host the first two games, or in this case here, because we don't know what's going to happen, so first couple of rounds, and you're able to get to the second game of the second round, or the first round, you have a chance to win that. So we just don't know. We're just going to have to see how it all bounces out, the brackets and everything. when we get to that. So, yeah, unfortunately, for those who've been out of the loop, K-State was basketball, beat West Virginia in the quarters. They were the third seed, and then lost to Texas after rallying back in the second half of the ball game. Riley Glenn ties it up there. You think K-State has all the momentum, and then Texas goes down, hits a big three that really kind of swings the momentum and put the nail in K-State in that game right there. So, a missed opportunity there. But, hey, you still have an NCAA tournament, and we still have at least one more game. You see, on the safe side, to see Aoka Lee play in a K-State jersey. On the other side, right, we turn in the Meds team, right? The last time me and Alex was on here, and we recorded an episode on Podbean, which, again, that'll be the extras. I did finally get that all squared away. So it is upgraded. So when I get rolling here, me and us will be talking on Podbean. That's going to be our extra channel where we do our bonus content solely on that. I know we have our original show, which is the Purple Headphones, on all platforms. But our bonus content will be specifically on Podbean under my name, the host name, Eddie Greer. That's where you're going to find that at. So, again, I have to remind people of that. So, I don't know. It was going to be tonight as I'm sitting and recording this podcast, but I'm not sure if I'm feeling it. Not because of not recording, but because of needing to take care of some other personal business. So, it'll probably be after the reveals of the brackets. I'll probably have him on the show as well. We can do a whole deeper dive on that. But will K-State men's basketball be a part of that deep dive? I don't know. I have no idea. I said on the last podcast, it was going to say two. It was going to take at least two wins to get there. And there's whole debate here on Talk Radio 610 yesterday about K-State's chances there, their resume. And I agree wholeheartedly with it. Look, K-State has beaten enough teams, and maybe I disagree with it, but just thinking it over, look, Oklahoma, Texas, TCU, K-State, and Jerome Tang it last night pleaded, went to campaign for his team, as he should, about his team's chances to get into the tournament this year. We know what happened last year. This team, obviously different from last year's team, and look, the turnovers have killed this team all year long. Different vibe, inconsistency, one of the big three step up, Tyler Perry too cold, Kaluma turned the basketball over, Kim Carter goes in this cold-ass spell. Yeah, it's been a while since we taught men's basketball in here, and Kim got out of that, David Gasanza playing well, and then the turnovers, just too much. Too much, and obviously you turn the basketball over, you're not going to win games. So, obviously, this is the staple of this year's men's basketball team. That it just, every game, you're going to get 15-plus turnovers. And it's after that, what are you going to do? Which team's going to play? So, I was honestly a little shocked that we beat Texas. But, look, we had to beat Texas. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a chance. So we disposed Texas. And it had to take two wins in the Big 12 tournament to at least have a solidified chance. Now, we beat one, but could not beat Iowa State. And the last time we're on here, K-State got the revenge on Iowa State back in Bramlage, blowing them out of the Alabama Doom. So, we didn't talk about that. So, that was the last time since the last recording of this podcast. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be 50-50. So, I'm going to leave it to y'all whether they get it or not. And fortunately, it's going to be it's out of my hands. It's out of Alex's hands. And we've been back and forth about that. So, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Getting blown out by Iowa State last night. Iowa State ends up running away with it, of course. So, it's it's hard. It's hard. But, you know, again, being biased in the show, You want an opportunity to get in the big dance. So, I mean, heading in, it was NIT. Now, you know, you beat Iowa State to end the regular season. You beat Iowa State to end the season. And then you beat upset Texas, and then you fall short again to Iowa State there. Iowa State last night, 76-57 last night to end K-State's postseason. Now, again, the postseason fate is awaited. I believe we're going to hear the selection show for the men on Sunday, I think, here. I'm not, again, not 100% sure. Yeah, Sunday night. I think the women will be tomorrow night, I think. Because it used to be, back in the day, it used to be, let me try to get this right. Yeah, it used to be, yeah, men on this original night, Sunday, and then the women on Monday night. So I think in the most, we're going to find out the women's. Now, don't quote me on that, so go back. If you want to check out K-State, both K-State teams' fate, K-State women, they're in. They're in the tournament for damn sure, unless something falls out of the sky for the tournament. It's just a matter, again, at the top of this podcast, it's a matter if they're going to host the first couple in Manhattan. That's been the talk of the town for the last several weeks. The men, they're a different story. So we will know if they'll make the tournament or not by selection show. That's going to be for sure right there as well. So, and then kind of some notes here. Tyler Perry, 18 points last night. Arthur Kuluma, 13. And Will McNair, 12 more points there as well. So, look, it's been turnovers and inconsistency. And if one of the three big three can score the basketball. That's the question there. And turnovers, as you all know, I don't have to repeat it. It's just too much for a team to overcome like a K-State. You need to value the basketball. And at this point, it's just an overhead conversation at this point with this basketball team of, okay, why are we turning the basketball over, things like that. It's just to a point where, all right, you know, can you limit turnovers? And this team cannot. That's been the label of this team this year. So that's why this year's team's way different than last year's team, from the fact that, okay, you had veteran leadership there, obviously, for multiple reasons. You had obviously good players to make a deep Elite Eight run like we did last year. But this year has obviously different feeling toward it. I don't know if we're going to get in or not. So we'll just have to let the committee decide about that. So, yeah, so we'll see going forward. David Kassan, there's been some talks about him maybe not coming back for another year. He was honored on senior night last weekend. So, you know, again, you know, you lose Naquan going all the way back to the end of the year. You're also later on, that was a huge blow there. And then your scoring paralysis there in Quez Glover, you lose him to an injury. Guess what? You lose Naquan for wild reasons. We're not going to get into that. That's been well documented all over the place this year. So we're just going to see. And so Jerome Tang did this campaign there of why his team deserves to get in there. We'll just have to see. See there. Come. Ooh, almost messed that up there. Come Sunday night. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. K-State 19-14. We'll have to see how it all goes. Overall, that ain't good. That's not good overall there as well. And now, yeah, and the other thing here, and this is not, of course, tournament NIT or NCAA related, but for Big 12's concern, 0-4 Wildcats are against Iowa State when it comes to Big 12 play, tournament play. yeah, I have nothing else to say about that. I might, yeah, thinking about that now, I think we'll definitely have a reaction pod for sure. Once I get my head straight on that, and I have to bring Alex on for that as well. And I'm hoping for Monday to record on the Podbean channel to have him on the show. So we'll see what happens there as we move along here. And I'm in the wrong thing here as we move forward to this podcast. Yeah, we're going to switch over to baseball real quick. Let's see what I want to do. Baseball real quick here, as we're going to get y'all all squared away with the March schedule here. Obviously, I mentioned K-State baseball. Pete Hughes, 10-6 currently. The last time we're on here, we talked a little bit about UMass Lowell, which they swept the series back when it was back in the first day of March. First weekend in March, really. 10-1, 17-3, and then again 10-1 in Game 3. And then losing at Tennessee, losing at Clemson, 15-5, 8-3. That was kind of a test, measuring stick a little bit for this K-State team, who came in, baseball team, coming in ranked 24th in the nation, losing to both of those squads there. You shut out Cincinnati in Game 1. You take the series against Cincinnati last weekend, two games, two or three from Cincinnati. You win Game 1, you lose Game 2, and you squeak out Game 3 there as well. And then you beat, in the midweek showdown with South Dakota State, you waxed them out of Toyton Family Stadium 16-5 there. And currently, right now, Game 1 of 3 with Missouri State. And as I record this podcast now, again, this is when this comes out late tonight, we'll know the result of the Game 1 between Missouri State and K-State. Right now, as I'm recording, K-State is losing to Missouri State 1-0. Again, this game just started not too long ago, as we're about to end this episode. So we'll keep tracks on that and see how K-State men's baseball does there again at home for a three-game set. Tomorrow's Game 2, 4 o'clock back in Manhattan. And then, of course, the 1 o'clock matinee on Sunday to wrap the series there. And then after that, Tuesday matinee, 6 o'clock on the road against your other rivalry brethren down south against Wichita State. So that's what you're looking at right there for K-State baseball coming up again. We'll see if I can hop on. I'm going to have to start saying we're going to hop on and see if I can get on the mic this weekend, because I'll be in Lawrence on Sunday for sure. I don't know if I'm going to be there on Saturday night. I'll have to make that decision when I get up first thing in the morning, whether I'm going to do that or not. But I'm hopeful to record. Yeah, I'll be recording the EG3 pod on Sunday for Monday's viewing, and then I'm hoping to get a reaction pod for sure going next week, because I don't know if I'm going to record one with Alex here tonight or not. So that's kind of the plans there. So right now, 1-0 to score as I record this podcast. We're going to listen to this like, what are you talking about? K-State baseball back on the diamond, back at home, back in Manhattan for a three-game set beginning currently with Missouri State. 1-0 is a score, and obviously it's early, so we'll see if the K-State bats can get rolling here in Game 1 between Missouri State here this weekend. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we have a chance to record K-State State content. I mentioned Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. You will hear him again very soon, whether that's tonight, this weekend, or in the Monday. We'll have that all squared away there as well. So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, we'll definitely have a reaction show to both women and men's K-State teams. Women's are secured for sure. I don't know where they're going to be playing at for the first two rounds of the tournament. I'm hoping they can get to the second round. That is my prediction right now on March 15th, Friday, March 15th at 6:30 Central Time here in KC Mo. Can they get to the next level with the talent with the team they have this year, the teams they've beaten this year, the way they played? If they're on their A game, which you have to be in a tournament, obviously. Otherwise, you're going home. It's win or go home, right? Win and advance or go home. Season over, right? So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, a lot more to come there. So, and of course, in the men for sure, we'll talk about both teams for sure on that pod there as well. So we might have a separate pod. We'll see. We'll just have to play it by ear how it goes there as well. But I definitely wanted to come on here to talk something else other than what's going on right now. It feels pretty good to be talking K-State sports here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. And yes, spring football has started for K-State football, and I haven't had a chance to look at something. I have an idea what's going on, but I haven't really sat and kind of dive into what's going on, really happening back in Manhattan as far as that goes as well. So obviously the Avery Johnson era has begun back at the bowl game. Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando beating, was it NC State? I think it was NC State. Anyways, the win, I don't know why I have NC State on the brain because, but yeah, anyways, yeah, so that's kind of the line draw there as well. We'll see if I can hop on here. Outdoor track for K-State is beginning as well this weekend. Golf was in action as well this week, and so is the announcement of K-State soccer and their spring schedule hitting the field a little early. Once again, for some spring action here before their actual season begins here this fall. Not here, but you know, talking about back in Manhattan there as well. But we're going to wrap this thing up right now. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Hayden, big thanks to him out there. You haven't heard of much so far here 2024, but we will get something going here with him, hopefully on a every other week basis with him. So we'll see what happens there on that front. But there will be a reaction pod to the NCAA brackets on both the men's and women's side. Focus on K-State, obviously, because this is the K-State podcast there as well. For right now, the checkered flag has waved on this episode. Thank you. Again, almost messed it up. Appreciate it, K-State Nation. It's been a while. I'm glad to be back on here talking K-State sports here. We'll see if there is a bonus pod later. But if not, we'll definitely be recording on Monday night. K-State Sports here on the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Nation. Until then, enjoy your third weekend of March. Until then, we'll see you next time for the Purple Project Podcast.